This hour of the Morning News with Ron Suss is brought to you by the Egg and I Restaurant at East 54, serving lunch with creative sandwiches and salads and hearty homemade soups. Everyone's talking about the Egg and I.
This morning on WCHL, a change in sales tax distribution could affect budgets all over North Carolina.
Current law does allow the commissioners to choose how they calculate the share of sales tax revenue that we get.
A USC graduate assistant football coach was arrested on Monday on a charge of driving while impaired. And a lawsuit was filed against the university on Thursday by a former housekeeping manager who says he was fired for blowing the whistle on the former housekeeping services director. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill cover of traffic and weather together. And WCHL Championship Sports, the 16-11 Tar Heel baseball team travels tonight to face the 12-14 Elon Phoenix. And the Tar Heels are struggling a bit. Plus,
any of the Final Four coaches can win the NCAA championship.
That's this morning in Art Chansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
38 degrees, 607 at WCHL, and the beginning of a fairly nice day, mostly sunshine today, and breezy. It's going to be in the low 70s before the afternoon is out. Tonight, we're looking at mostly clear with a low in the low 40s, and tomorrow, another good day, sunny with a high in the middle 60s, so a little warmer today than yesterday, and then not as warm tomorrow. Temperatures up and down. A change in sales tax distribution could affect budgets all around North Carolina. WCHL's Blake Hodge has more on the story.
A plan was put forward in the North Carolina Senate last week with the goal of providing an economic uplifting in rural North Carolina. The plan would shift sales tax revenue that currently stays where products were sold to instead be distributed all across the Tar Heel State. Carborough Mayor Lydia Lavelle says that this would extend what Orange County already does with their sales tax dollars.
Current law does allow the commissioners to choose how they calculate the share of sales tax revenue that we get, and currently commissioners can base it on population or on the point of collection, and currently it is based on population in Orange County. So what this would do is it's kind of an extension of what we do anyway.
The argument from legislators is that the newly proposed system would be more equitable and not reward urban counties for hosting the most retail options. But some municipalities would lose millions of dollars in funding from that sales tax figure. With budgets quickly coming due in June, that could leave major shortfalls.
The financial numbers alone, I've heard of how it would affect the city of Raleigh and the city of Durham, and it's another way of just really abruptly changing the way it's done in a way that's going to impact citizens.
Large municipalities and vacation destinations appear to be areas that are most negatively impacted by this proposed legislation. Reports say that after state senators have further reviewed numbers of how this change would affect municipalities, they're making plans to introduce amendments to this proposal that would cause cities to reflect their counties more closely rather than money being shifted in such dramatic fashion. Lavelle says that in general, she feels there are more equitable forms of taxation than the current regulations and the newly proposed sales tax system.
A person of moderate wealth who owns a really nice piece of property is the only thing they own, so they get charged a whole lot. And meanwhile, you have someone else who might own a moderate piece of property that might have just a buku of money in some financial assets somewhere, some other income somewhere. That's why I think that a straight-out income tax is really the fairest way to tax.
In its current form, the legislation would call for a 3-year changeover from the current system, where 75% of the local sales tax stays where the purchase was made, to the new system, where all of the sales tax would be redistributed across the state. Orange County, as a side note, would see a bump in tax revenue under the proposed system. Blake Hodge, 97.9 FM. WCHL.
A USC graduate assistant football coach was arrested on Monday on a charge of driving while impaired. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
Durham police charged 28-year-old Gerald McGrath with DWI early yesterday morning. He was released on a $1,500 bond. McGrath joined the Tar Heels football staff earlier this year as a defensive graduate assistant coach. He played for Coach Larry Fedora while at the University of Southern Mississippi before being drafted by the Tennessee Titans in 2009. He played for four seasons in the NFL, but was suspended for four games in 2010 after testing positive for performance-enhancing drugs. McGrath said at the time the positive test came from a tainted supplement. Assistant Athletic Director for Communications Kevin Best told WCHL the university is aware of the incident and officials are looking into it. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Following his arrest for DWI on Monday, Gerald McGrath announced he was stepping down from his position at UNC. UNC announced that decision on Monday afternoon. In a statement, McGrath said, "I apologize for my actions and for bringing negative publicity and attention to the University of North Carolina and the football program. I have decided to resign my position as a graduate assistant coach at UNC and move forward with my career." A lawsuit was filed against the university on Thursday by a former housekeeping manager who says he was fired for blowing the whistle on the former housekeeping services director. WRAL and the Daily Tar Heel are reporting that Clifton Leon Webb filed the suit. He says former housekeeping director Bill Burstyn, quoting now from the DTH, would fire black housekeepers to keep in to bring in Asian housekeepers who would reciprocate the new job with sexual favors. Burstyn was fired from his job several years ago, and in 2013, UNC had to pay a former housekeeper who filed a sexual harassment suit against him. But Webb says after he was fired, too, after being demoted for bringing the issue to the attention of supervisors. WCHL News Time, 6:12. More news coming up in just a moment.
In a galaxy not so far away, modern families are using command centers to get more done.
At Cedarburg Kitchens and Additions, we've been building kitchen command centers for years, and they continue to gain popularity. That's because so many people spend so much time running around looking for their keys.
Where are my keys? Where are my keys?
The command center is an ideal place for dropping off keys and mail, leaving messages, getting work done, and charging up your phone, tablet, or droid. We can even add gadgets, like lightsabers.
The possibilities are endless.
Whether you have a lot or a little space in your galaxy, visit CedarburgKitchens.com to see examples of how a command center can be incorporated into your home. Call Cedarburg Kitchens and Additions today at 919-967-1171 or go to CedarburgKitchens.com to schedule a free consultation about command centers. With Cedarburg Kitchens and Additions, the possibilities are endless.
And one and two.
Meet Samaya. She may seem like an ordinary four-year-old budding ballerina, but she's a champion at heart. Samaya was diagnosed with congestive heart failure at 4 months old. That's when UNC Children stepped in with the life-saving transplant she needed. As a leading children's hospital in the Southeast, we provide care for future champions of all ages, like Samaya, so she can get back to dancing and we can say we knew her when. Visit unccchildrens.org.
As the Kennedy Dental Group celebrates 1 year at 1721 East Franklin Street, the practice continues on the cutting edge of family dentistry while emphasizing the utmost in customer care. Dr. Jeff Kennedy offers stress-free oral sedation dentistry, which takes away all the anxiety of a prolonged procedure. Kennedy Dental Group is open Friday and offers early appointments from 7 a.m. on Tuesday and Friday. Kennedy Dental can save you the hassle and files all insurance claims for their patients. Call for an appointment at 919-967-9291 or go to kennedydentalgroup.com.
Good morning from 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. You're waking up with Ron Stutz. And remember, we're your station for the Tar Heels.
WCHL News Time is 6:14. An advocacy group has been going door-to-door in portions of Chapel Hill in an effort to educate the public on our drinking water. WCHL's Aaron Keck has the story.
Dave Rogers is the director of Environment North Carolina. He says his organization is working to continue educating the public about fracking.
Folks who live around Jordan Lake are some of the people who are at risk of water contamination, air pollution, and just the other problems that are associated with fracking.
Volunteers with Environment NC have been canvassing neighborhoods in Chapel Hill in hopes to stop the momentum behind fracking in the state. Rogers says continuing conversation is the most effective method to fight the drilling for gas in North Carolina.
We've seen as more and more people learn about fracking and the risks associated with it, more and more North Carolinians have come out in opposition to fracking. So the most important thing we can do is continue to spread the word and educate folks about the dangers associated with fracking.
He adds that he hopes those in opposition to fracking will voice their concern.
We're asking folks to sign petitions, make phone calls, get in contact with both, obviously, their elected officials, but then Governor McCrory as well, to make sure their voices are heard on this issue.
Proponents of fracking say it will amount to cheap energy and a surplus of jobs in areas of the Tar Heel State that have been in economic turmoil ever since the Great Recession. Legislators in North Carolina initially promised strict guidelines for fracking, which have since been slightly loosened. But Rogers says no matter the guidelines, fracking is still dangerous. He cites a recently released report from Environment NC.
It highlighted more than 3,000 permit violations in Pennsylvania over the last 3 years alone. So the reality is, even in places where the regulations might be stronger than ours, the industry is violating those regulations on a daily basis.
Earlier this month, a big step forward for fracking was taken when permits were legally accepted in North Carolina. Rogers says Environment NC will hold a public forum on April 13th on the NC State campus in Raleigh to provide information about the infrastructure involved with hydraulic fracturing. You can get more information about the event and the efforts to slow fracking in our area at environmentnorthcarolina.org. Aaron Keck, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Governor Pat McCrory is not backing bills giving exemptions to court officials who decline to perform certain marriages and offering other religious protections to businesses. McCrory said Monday he would not sign, in its current form, a Senate bill that allows magistrates and some Register of Deeds workers to refuse to carry out marriage duties based on a sincerely held religious objection. Gay rights advocates say the measure upholds discrimination. McCrory said on a radio station in Charlotte, there can't be carve-outs for people who swear to uphold the Constitution. A bill still becomes law when a governor declines to sign it. Broader bills filed attempts to protect the rights of business owners or government officials from carrying out laws based on their religious freedoms. McCrory says he's yet to see the problems sponsors want to correct. North Carolina newspapers will be required to publish legal notices on both their websites and in their print editions for the same price in legislation that the House approved overwhelmingly. The chamber voted 115-4 on Monday night for the outline posting mandate when local and state governments alert the public to proposed zoning and annexation changes, public hearing dates, and other actions. Website listings would be posted for free. Government bodies also would receive a 15% break on newspaper print advertising prices for repeat notices. The legislation backed by the North Carolina Press Association is moving as cities and counties want the option to post legally required public notices on their own websites instead of paying a newspaper to run them. The bill now goes to the Senate. WCHL News Time, 6:18. Time now for traffic and weather together. Anna's traffic report is brought to you this morning by the Carolina Inn. Not a lot of traffic out there so far, to be totally honest with you. That situation will certainly change in just a little while here. It'll get busy within the next half hour or so. Nikki Morse is in the newsroom this morning as usual. She'll be reporting on traffic starting at around 6:45. And if you know of something we're not reporting, call her in the newsroom at 919-967-8363. You can also tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro. The Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar is one of just three Forbes four-star rated restaurants in all of North Carolina. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you this morning by Crown Honda of South Point. It is 39 degrees in Chapel Hill right now, mostly sunshine, a little breezy today, high today in the low 70s. Tonight's going to be mostly clear skies with the lows in the low 40s, and then tomorrow is sunny skies with a high around 65 degrees. So, all in all, pretty good weather. A decent day, for sure. Crown Honda of South Point is home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off I-40 at the 751 exit. It is time now for WCHL Championship Sports, so let's talk a little Carolina baseball. A home series loss to Miami over the weekend, accompanied by a tumble outside the top 25 polls, which is very unusual for Carolina baseball. They have head coach Mike Fox and his UNC baseball team scrambling for some wins. The good news is that the road back into the polls starts tonight when the 16-11 Tar Heels travel to face the 12-14 Elon Phoenix. Despite the team's struggles, senior starting pitcher Benton Moss is quietly putting together the best statistical season of his decorated college career. Moss says he has full faith in this bunch moving forward, adding that once they start coming out of the right end of some close games, they're going to be in position to make some noise in the standings.
once we figure out how to win the 4-3 games, you know, and we're going to, you know, when you lose a game like that, you learn from it. So we're right there.
Another man who looks primed to have a huge impact in the Tar Heels' present and future is freshman first baseman Zach Gahagan, who took over the team lead in RBIs with a big game against Miami on Sunday. After sitting out his last year of high school ball due to injury, this level of production was completely unexpected, according to Coach Fox.
He came in the summer, you know, off a torn ACL. He didn't play at all in high school. He had not played in a long time, and he didn't have a good fall from a playing standpoint, but we didn't expect him to. The problem was he expected to. So when we just kept telling him, you haven't seen live pitching in a long, long time. But he showed signs of being a good player.
Elon's lineup is highlighted by first-team preseason All-America outfielder Casey Jones, who batted .418 last year and holds a .337 average in 2015. With a hitter like Jones in the other dugout, Elon will present Carolina with a battle, just as they always do, according to Coach Fox.
As far as this week, I mean, we're just trying to manage through today, but you know, we always have a battle over at Elon.
First pitch is scheduled for 6:30 p.m. today, with starting pitchers yet to be announced. And good luck to the Tar Heels. In other sports this morning, we'll talk a little college basketball postseason here. Three players heading to the Final Four head up the Associated Press Men's Basketball All-America team. The starting five is led by Wisconsin's Frank Kaminsky, Kentucky's Willie Cauley-Stein, and Duke's Jahlil Okafor. The 7-foot Kaminsky was a unanimous choice, while Okafor received all but one first-team vote following an outstanding freshman season at Duke. Rounding out the first five are Notre Dame senior Jerrion Grant and Ohio State freshman D'Angelo Russell. Cauley-Stein, Kaminsky, and Okafor also are among the 10 candidates with the John R. Wooden Award as the nation's top college basketball player. Of course, the Final Four coming up this weekend. The Connecticut Huskies are back in the women's Final Four for the 8th consecutive season. UConn rolled to a 91-70 win against Dayton as the Huskies pull within two victories of their third straight national championship. Kalina Mosqueda-Lewis scored 27 points for Connecticut, which trailed at halftime for the first time in two seasons before they went on a 15-3 run and put the Huskies ahead 58-47 with 13:56 remaining in the game. Huskies never looked back at that point. Connecticut's semifinal opponent will be number one seed Maryland, which is in the Final Four for the second straight year. Following a 58-48 stifling of Tennessee, Lexi Brown scored 13 of her 15 points during the second half of the Spokane Regional Final, and Brianna Jones finished with 14 points and 9 rebounds in the Terrapins' 28th consecutive win. So that takes care of the women's Final Four. Kind of an exciting time of the year when all these different sports converge. And, of course, unfortunately, Carolina basketball teams are out of the NCAA tournament. But, you know, there are still other teams with high hopes, including Duke University, just a few miles away. WCHL Championship Sports, good morning. It is 6:24. Glad to have you along this morning on WCHL.
Have you heard? According to a new study, men who spent less than $2,000 on an engagement ring were more likely to have a successful marriage. At Chatelaine's, we take pride in our beautiful estate pieces and in the wholesale prices we put on them. Not into estate and vintage jewelry? We offer competitive rates on new and trending jewelry as well. Though going deep into debt may seem like a grand gesture, spending wisely without compromising quality is an expression of your commitment to her and your future together. Shop Chatelaine's, located in Carborough's historic Carmel.
Bill Peterson asking you to join me on Sunday, April 12th for Tapas 2015 at Pittsburgh's historic Chatham Mills. Help communities and schools of Chatham County to support the community's youth while enjoying fabulous food, wine, beer, and music by the Onyx Club Boys. To purchase event or raffle tickets, call 919-663-0116 or visit CISChatham.org. Raffle ticket holders need not be present to win. Thank you, and thank you, WCHL, for caring about our community.
Good morning. It is 6:25 WCHL. I'm Ron Stutz.
The Osgood File, sponsored in part by Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. To find an independent agent near you, visit AutoOwners.com. This is Charles Osgood. Frank Sinatra was born in December of 1915, which means that if he were still alive, he would be coming up on his 100th birthday. As our Sunday morning colleague Mo Rocca put it the other day, looking back on Sinatra's legendary life, pick a year, any year.
When I was 35, it was a very good year.
1965, Frank Sinatra was having one of his many very good years. Walter Cronkite may have said it best.
He has an appealing enthusiasm for the life he has lived, and when he sings, he makes it sound as though it all happened to him.
In other words, he sang it his way. More after this. Almost 25% of security breaches are caused by lost or stolen devices. So choosing the right technology partners becomes a critical business decision. When you have Dell Latitude laptops with Intel Core vPro processors, the most secure commercial PCs on the market, it's a decision that you never have to think twice about. Better technology is better business. Call today to see why millions of small businesses use Dell at 1-877-414-DELL. What's the most important thing to consider when looking for the right insurance? Customer satisfaction. Auto Owners Insurance uses only local, independent agents to handle all your questions and needs. We serve policyholders, not shareholders. Our award-winning service is why Auto Owners is known as the No Problem People. Auto Owners, a policy of satisfaction. For the independent agent in your neighborhood, go to AutoOwners.com. That's AutoOwners.com. In this Frank Sinatra centennial year, Morocco wanted to learn from those who knew him best. For that, he went to Palm Springs, California to see, among others, Frank's daughter, Nancy Sinatra.
And was this your father's favorite place in the world?
Palm Springs.
Her home is a stone's throw from the one her father owned, on a street that now bears his name.
I never knew anyone, and I still don't know anyone else, who felt things as deeply and took things to heart the way he did.
Mo asked Nancy's sister, Tina,
what do you think were the ingredients of your father's success?
He had an appeal to both men and women, and I think that men could identify with him. My mother always said, and women wanted to feed him. That's one way of putting it.
More on Frank Sinatra in our next Osgood File. This is Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Get ready for a moonshine tasting at the Carolina Inn. Join us Thursday, April 16th from 6 to 8 p.m. to sample a variety of North Carolina-made moonshine while enjoying culinary delights. Meet our featured guest moonshiner, Wayne Nix, cast member of Moonshiners on the Discovery Channel. One of Wayne's personal stills will be on display for you to view. Visit CarolinaInn.com for more information. And come get your moonshine on the Carolina Inn, where we come by Southern naturally.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed law 50 states and NMLS number 3030.
The sky lights up the universal day.
It's spring, which means it's almost time for the biennial Shikori Hills Grassroots Festival of Music and Dance. Thursday, April 16th to Sunday, April 19th. 4 days, four stages, and over 50 bands, including Dylan Fence, Billy Joe Shaver, Donna the Buffalo, Willie Watson, Preston Frank, Holy Ghost Tent Revival, a paper hand puppet parade, and many more.
Come on and put your hands together.
With two large outdoor stages, a dance tent, and an intimate cabaret tent, there's something for everyone at Shikori Hills, located on 72 beautiful farmland acres in Pittsboro, North Carolina. Shikori Hills is just down the road from Chapel Hill, Raleigh, Durham, Burlington, and Greensboro. The festival also features local crafts, delicious food, on-site camping, music, and sustainability workshops, and activities for the whole family. Kids 12 and under get in free. Festival tickets are on sale now. Find prices, camping options, music schedule, and other information at ShikoriHillsGrassroots.org.
It is 6:30. Time now for your Chapel Hill cover. Brought to you this morning by Sturdivant's Tire Pros. It is going to be mostly sunny today and breezy. High today in the low 70s. We're starting out this morning at 39 degrees, so it's going to get a whole lot warmer. Our temperatures are almost going to double today. Tonight we're looking at mostly clear skies with lows in the low 40s. And then tomorrow, sunny skies with a high around 65. Not quite as warm as today, but all in all, a couple of nice days on the way here. Sturdivant's Tire Pros proudly supports high school school baseball in our area for over 12 years. Sturdivant's Tire Pros is currently holding its spring sale, and this is a mighty big deal. They're located on Highway 54 West, just a few minutes outside of Chapel Hill. Call 942-TIRE or visit 942-TIRE.com. Sturdivant's Tire Pros. Coming up, more local news on WCHL. First, a quick update on the way from CBS.
Check out our comprehensive community calendar, photo galleries, and all of our news stories and more from 97.9 FM WCHL on chapelboro.com.
CBS News Update. I'm Dave Barrett. The religious freedom bill that passed in Indiana could be duplicated. Here's correspondent Vicki Barker.
Arkansas lawmakers poised to pass a similar bill, and Governor Asa Hutchinson has said that if its final form resembles what's passed in 20 other states, then he'll sign it. In Indiana, though, the backlash is growing, with nine of the state's biggest employers urging their governor to revise the bill, and the Indianapolis Star filling its front page with an editorial headline simply, "Fix this now."
With Indiana signing into law that religious freedom bill that could potentially result in discrimination against gays and lesbians, Connecticut Governor Daniel Malloy says
it harkens back to a time when states were allowed to pass laws that treated their citizens differently. It's our shared past where discrimination was codified into our laws. That status quo or that system should remain in the history books and not be reborn in this country state by state.
Malloy has signed an executive order barring the spending of state money for travel to Indiana. CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Suss is brought to you by the Egg and I Restaurant at East 54. Proud to be an active part of this community. Everyone's talking about the Egg and I. Have you been there yet?
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
632, WCHL, 37 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Look for a sunny day and high in the low 70s. Good morning, I'm Ron Stutz. WRAL is reporting the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill and the NCAA have asked a federal judge to dismiss a class action lawsuit filed by two former UNC students seeking educational reforms and financial compensation for student athletes. That's according to court documents filed on Monday. The NCAA argues it does not have a duty, quoting here, in regulating and monitoring its member institutions, that the students have no standing to seek financial damages, and that the specific injunctive relief they seek is far broader than the harms they allege in their complaint. Again, that's a quote. That's according to court documents. And finally, another quote here. Even if plaintiffs' allegations were not otherwise facially insufficient to state a claim for relief, plaintiffs' claims against the NCAA would be barred by the applicable 3-year statutes of limitations, the NCAA said in its motion to dismiss. UNC Chapel Hill's motion was filed on similar grounds, also stating that claims against the school are barred by the 11th Amendment, which prohibits federal courts from hearing cases where a state is sued by an individual from another state or country. The suit filed in January on behalf of former women's basketball player Rashana McCants and former football player Devin Ramsey alleges that the NCAA and member institutions breached their duties to the student-athletes in spectacular fashion, highlighting the no-show class scandal at UNC. The second Carolina Conversations event will be held on campus today. WCHL's Jeff Hamlin has details.
This Carolina Conversation will focus on social media anonymity and integrity. More than 100 students and faculty members were present for the first event concerning race and current events earlier this month. Following the initial discussion, Vice Chancellor for Student Affairs Winston Crisps said that he was cautiously optimistic about the conversations being had on campus.
But I don't want people to hear that as a muted optimism, because it's a beginning. We got off to a start.
He adds that the most important accomplishment was that the conversations were now being held and students were able to more actively voice their concerns.
I think part of this is having the institution from the highest level, the chancellor, the senior administration, the faculty, send a very clear message that this matters to us, that the ability for every student, and I mean every student, and I don't care what adjective you put in front of them, for every student to feel like this is a place where they can express themselves.
This Carolina Pulse event is scheduled to take place from 5 until 6:30 this evening in the Aquarium Lounge of the FPG Student Union. The discussion regarding social media and the anonymity that it provides will take the form of a facilitated conversation among small groups. You can see a full calendar of events at carolinaconversations.unc.edu. Jeff Hamlin, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The Hillsborough Police Department will host an event in hopes to enhance communication with Latino citizens in the community with an event tonight. Mayor Tom Stevens says this is designed to allow a chance for officers and members of the community to gather and share thoughts and ensure that everyone feels safe in our area.
What do you do about 911 communications, and what's suspicious, and what scams are we looking at? We've been talking some about domestic violence. Just a lot of ways about how do you know when things aren't going right, because what we want to do is people living here and want our community to be safe and want people to feel welcome and know what to do when they see something that's not right.
Stephen says he's not aware of any ongoing tensions in the community and adds that the only issue he can recall is a language barrier at times.
It is more about being proactive and recognizing that we have a growing Latino population here in Hillsborough, in Orange County, and North Carolina. I'm not aware of any specific issues other than we do have folks in our community. English is not their first language, probably some who don't know their English very well. And so we will have an interpreter there.
He adds that there are programs offered to make the adjustment for Latinos in our community as easy as possible, including English classes offered for free at Durham Tech. A summit will be held from 6 until 8 o'clock this evening in the Orange County campus of Durham Technical Community College. The meeting will be in room 109 of the school, located at 525 College Park Road in Hillsborough. Volunteers have now removed 10,000 bags of trash in the history of the Clean Jordan Lake program. A news release says that during the most recent cleanup over the weekend, more than 100 volunteers removed 300 bags of trash and 140 tires from the lake in just 2 hours of work. This year's event targeted a cove on the east side of the Haw River arm near the joining of Robeson Creek. In addition to semi-annual cleanup events open to the general public, Clean Jordan Lake runs an Adopt-a-Shoreline and Adopt-a-Feeder Stream program and also facilitates community service days by groups throughout the year. Legislation filed early this session to locate funds for an academic standards panel and to adjust other parts of North Carolina state government spending is finally heading to the governor's desk. The Senate gave final legislative approval on Monday night to an agreement with the House last week. The House had already voted for the compromise measure. The bill locates $275,000 to operate the committee recommending changes by the end of 2015 to what's known as Common Core. This year's budget approved last summer did not include specific funds for the panel. The two chambers also give $50,000 in education funds to a rulemaking body to defend itself in a lawsuit against the State Board of Education. The measure also ensures regulators have funds to help clean up coal ash ponds. And gasoline taxes in North Carolina appear headed downward by a little bit very soon. The General Assembly gave its initial approval on Monday evening to a compromise reached between House and Senate members on how to handle an expected sharp drop in the motor fuels tax as of July 1st based on the current formula. GOP lawmakers and transportation officials warned the projected decline would have delayed road projects. The final agreement would initially reduce the tax by 1.5 cents per gallon to 36 cents, falling to 35 cents next January and 34 cents in July of 2016. There was a little debate in the Senate. Several House Democrats complained about Senate provisions left in the final bill. Final legislative votes are expected today. Governor Pat McCrory has praised the final agreement. And news around town this morning, if you need help on your taxes, Orange County offers a free tax preparation service called VITA, V-I-T-A. It's open to anyone with low to moderate income who meets eligibility guidelines. You don't even have to be a resident of Orange County. Visit your local library or head online to orangecountync.gov/aging to learn more. The program is run through the county's Department on Aging, but it's open to everyone regardless of age. A lot of people put a lot of time into this. It's a wonderful program. They've been doing it for years. So if you need help, again, you can get details on this story on our website at chapelboro.com. 639 WCHL with Matt Bailey coming up next with today's commentary, and that'll be followed by Inside Carolina Basketball.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. People often ask me about the price of gasoline and what they can do to save at the pump. Right now, you can save 6 cents per gallon when you sign up for an ExxonMobil Rewards Smart Card at Cruisers. When you use the card, we save on credit card fees and pass the savings along to you. Think of the savings each time you fill up and beyond. Stop by any of our 24 convenient area locations and we'll sign you up.
Save 6 cents per gallon when you sign up for the ExxonMobil Smart Card. Cruisers. Good to go.
Did someone say all-you-can-eat cupcakes? Come out for Cupcakes and Cocktails on Sunday, April 12th at 2 p.m. at City Kitchen. Cast your vote in the Cupcake Contest for the People's Choice. Special guest judges, including Crook's Corner chef Bill Smith and Food Network Cupcake Wars winner Dorothy Tong, will decide who will win the best cupcake. Find out more and get your tickets at ocrcc.org/cupcakes. All proceeds benefit the Orange County Rape Crisis Center. See you on April 12th for Cupcakes and Cocktails.
Hello, this is Tony Hall, real estate broker at Tony Hall & Associates. With the busy spring market just around the corner, it's time to think about getting your house ready for sale and selecting a realtor to sell it. Let my 29 years of home selling experience benefit you. Call today at 919-933-8500 or see us online at TonyHallAssociates.com. At Tony Hall & Associates, we don't just list houses, we sell them.
Every Tuesday morning, Wolfgang Bakery and Grooming in Chapel Hill partners with WCHL and local animal shelters to present WCHL's Adopt-A-Pet. Come to Wolfgang Bakery and Grooming in Meadowmont Village for premium pet food and treats and a grooming spa experience for your furry friend. In March, we're offering all Taste of the Wild brand dog food at a 10% discount. And be sure to make an appointment to treat your four-legged friend to a Wolfgang grooming session. Wolfgang Bakery and Grooming in Chapel Hill fully supports finding your next pet to pamper through Adopt-A-Pet on WCHL every Tuesday morning.
And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Matt Bailey. Imagine you handcrafted something. It was so special, people would actually come watch you make it. But you weren't allowed to sell it to them because the state government declared themselves a monopoly on selling your product. That's exactly the situation Chapel Hill's own Top of the Hill restaurant and brewery faces. A while back, they started handcrafting vodka, gin, and whiskey from locally sourced ingredients. They call it Topo Distillery, and you can even take a tour. Want to buy a bottle after your tour? Sorry, Charlie, you're out of luck. Because state law currently forbids any spirits sales that aren't at a government-owned ABC store, even by the distillers themselves. Right now, there's a bill before the state legislature to fix this problem. It would allow local micro-distilleries to sell just one bottle, just once a year, to a person who tours their distillery. House Representative Verla Insko and State Senator Valerie Fushi from our area are co-sponsors. Republican Senator Rick Gunn from Alamance County is a sponsor. With such strong bipartisan support, who could be against it? Local ABC boards, that's who. Their lobbyists said, "We have a control system for the sale of spirituous liquors that's worked well over the years." Worked well for whom? It's not working well for our state's micro distillers who are banned from selling their own products. It's certainly not working well for craft cocktail connoisseurs who can't even find their favorite products at government monopoly ABC stores. It's not working well to curb real problems of alcohol abuse and underage drinking. It's not even working well for our state's budget. Some estimate that the state could get a $200 million cash windfall by privatizing the ABC system. That sure would pay a lot of teachers. So why is our government so eager to privatize everything but liquor retailing? Look, I realize we have far bigger problems than where we buy our bourbon, but it seems to me that when the ABC system won't give up even one single bottle a year, even they know abolishing their government monopoly is truly in the best interest of our state. This is Matt Bailey.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Inside Carolina Basketball with Roy Williams is brought to you by MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
Carolina's season came to an end last week in Los Angeles with a 7-point loss to Wisconsin in the Sweet 16. It ended a tumultuous year for head coach Roy Williams, who, after the loss to the Badgers, was emotional about his relationship with his players.
Man, oh man, are they the kind of kids I like to be around? It has. There's been a lot of stuff going on this year, but they helped me. I wish I'd helped them more myself.
My name is Carson, and I'm 10 years old. I was just 5 months old when my daddy was taken away by a drunk driver. When I think about my dad, it makes me sad that I never got to know him. It would have been so cool to play basketball with him and for me to just be able to give him a hug. I didn't get to hear him say how much he loved me. I miss my daddy every day. If your plans include alcohol, please include a non-drinking designated driver. Don't you think Eric deserves to grow up with a daddy?
It's never too early to talk with your kids about the dangers of alcohol, but it can be too late.
No blockade.
In North Carolina, almost 27,000 violent crimes are committed every year when kids and alcohol mix. Start the conversation. Stop underage drinking. Visit talkitoutnc.org.
Before the break, you heard Coach Williams mention he felt as though the players helped him through a difficult season. How so?
The bond that you have with your players is the strongest. Stronger than anything there is, I think. You know, even when they're knuckleheads, you know, you still have that bond. You know, losing Coach Smith was tough, losing Ted Seagroves, my best friend in Chapel Hill for the last 12 years. The things that went on, those kids, they cared about me. And when you coach kids, you give them everything you can give them. Today it wasn't enough. I wouldn't trade my kids for anybody. And Bo's got a great group, and Bo's team won the game. But I wouldn't trade my kids for anybody's.
Inside Carolina Basketball with Roy Williams has been brought to you by the North Carolina ABC Commission. Start the conversation. Stop underage drinking.
Can you slam dunk? Do you wish you could slam dunk? I'm 6'2", and on my best day, I couldn't even come close. But if you're like most guys, yes, you wish you could slam dunk. But you're too short, not enough spring in the legs, and you just can't slam dunk. Or can you? I'm Berkeley Grimble of Grimble Jewelers. And guys, I'm here to tell you that you can slam dunk, and you don't even have to jump. You just have to come into Grimble Jewelers. We'll help you pick a gift for your lady that sparkles, something that's gold or silver, something that twinkles, a diamond, a ruby, a sapphire. And we put it in a little jewelry box and wrap it up just the way she likes. Then you head home. You hand that little box to her. You tell her, a little surprise, honey, just because I love you. You'll feel yourself start to lift off the ground. And when she sees what's inside, brother, that's a slam dunk of a gift. And you can't even touch rim. Grimble Jewelers, you want a slam dunk? Get in here. You're going to feel like you're 3 feet off the ground.
At Durham Orange County Medical Society, all members of the medical profession in Durham and Chapel Hill, including students, are welcome to membership. For its member professionals, it provides collegial support and educational programs and promotes better community health, and its meetings provide a respite, even as you learn, in an otherwise hectic and demanding schedule. I welcome you to the Durham Orange County Medical Society website to apply now. docmedsoc.org. The Durham Orange County Medical Society, leaders in medicine for a healthier tomorrow.
It is time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. And traffic is brought to you this morning by Crown Honda of South Point. Ladies and gentlemen, let's all say good morning in a very exciting, flamboyant way. Good morning, Nikki Morse.
Thank you so very much. That was extremely flamboyant. Yeah. And the fact that you're wearing this bright orange shirt makes it all the better.
Thank you. I was wondering if you would notice.
Really? Okay. All right.
Oh, man. I know it. You probably don't like this shirt. That's okay.
I didn't say I didn't like it. I just said it was very bright. Like a ginormous pumpkin.
Well, so are you. Not like a ginormous pumpkin, but you're bright.
Oh, thank you.
At least, you know, that's my impression. So what's happening with our morning traffic?
Not much. So far, so good. No delays or accidents to report. 54 eastbound looking clear from 40 to Fordham. And 40 eastbound also doing well from 86 all the way through 540 in the airport. If you see anything while traveling, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Call us at 967-8363 or you can tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro.
Remember, there was this song one time. This is the shortest song in the world. It was 7 seconds long. It was actually a 45.
They even finished with a D?
Yeah, I mean,
because otherwise it would be the shortest song in the world.
But it was 7 seconds long, and I thought it was hilarious. That was the shortest traffic board in the world.
Oh, thank you.
Right there.
I tried.
So I see what you did. Mm. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Crown Honda of South Point is a home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off I-40 at the 751 exit. WCHL's Chapel Hill Cover of Weather, brought to you this morning by Grimble Jewelers. It is 39 degrees, mostly sunshine today, breezy, hot today on the low 70s. Nice day on the way. Tonight we're looking at
mostly clear skies with the lows in the low 40s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high of about 65 degrees. Hey, go see Berkeley Grimble. He is always there for you at Grimble Jewelers on Elliott Road in the Village Plaza, right next to Whole Foods. Grimble's, Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler. It is time now for celebrity birthdays on WCHL. We got a short list here today. Actor William Daniels, remember him? He was one of the regulars on St. Elsewhere. He's 88 years old today. Actor Richard Chamberlain. I still think of the Thornbirds when I think of Richard Chamberlain or see his name. That's probably the most well-known thing he was in. That was a mini-series on TV. Richard Chamberlain's 81 years old today. Actor Shirley Jones, Partridge Family, etc. 81 years old today. Country singer-songwriter John D. Loudermilk is 81 years old today. Musician Herb Alpert is 80. Actor Christopher Walken is 72. Now, that's hard to believe. Comedian Gabe Kaplan, who starred in Welcome Back, Kotter. Welcome back. Is 71 years old today. Actress Rhea Perlman, who was on Cheers, is 67. What was her name? Carla on that show. Actor Ed Marinaro, who was a former football player for the Minnesota Vikings and was an actor on Hill Street Blues and also Sisters after that, 65 years old today. Guitarist Angus Young of AC/DC is 60 today. Bob Crawford, bass player for the Avett Brothers, is 44 years old today. And actor Ewan McGregor is 44. Got some local celebrities celebrating birthdays today. April Grossman has a birthday today. Brian Southwell and Amy Ryan. Going to be a lot of celebrating going on in Carborough today. Amy Ryan has a birthday. Happy birthday to all of you from all of us at WCHL. Ladies and gentlemen, you know what today is.
What day is it, Ron?
What day is this? It's hump. No, it's not hump day. And I'm not a camel.
Nope.
And neither are you.
Nope.
But it's Rock and Roll Tuesday.
But would you walk a mile for a camel?
If you're a camel, this is what you do. I'm just thinking about that Geico commercial on TV.
That's right.
And one camel says to the other, it's not even Wednesday.
Yeah.
Let it go, Fred.
Let it go.
I think he says Fred. I think the camel's name is Fred.
Didn't you used to have a cat by the name of Fred?
Yeah. We have a cat by the name of Frank now.
Oh, you're just working your way through the alphabet? No, that would be backwards then.
No, we just wanted another one that sounded like Fred without being Fred.
Gotcha.
Yeah, well, Rock and Roll Tuesday.
Yes, it is the last day of the month of March. March Madness is winding itself to an incredible conclusion, but we're still at our post, at the helm, doing rock and roll trivia.
All right. Well, I'm ready. I'm always ready for this, no matter what time of the year it is.
Folks, the year is 1972.
Okay.
Think back. 1972.
Here we go. What were you listening to?
It was number one. This tune was number one on this very day back in 72 on the Warner Brothers label, named the song and the artist that Ron's about to play.
Okay, Warner Brothers label. I'm not looking at the label, but I've already got that vision in my mind.
Name the song and the artist. Yeah. And I'll give you one little hint.
Okay.
That many people, when they heard this song, thought it was somebody else.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I may know it right away when I hear it, but
it was their first single.
I don't.
Here we go.
Oh, you just gave me a little hint there.
Yeah.
Right. Here we go. Everybody, let's listen to it together.
There we go.
Oh, I know what that is already. You know what the name of the song and the artist? Call us right now and tell us.
On the first part of the journey, I was looking at all the life.
All right, that's all you get. We need to know the name of the song and the name of the artist. 919-929-WCHL is your number to call if you think you know the answer. I think that's pretty easy.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
B.B. Smith is today's WCHL Hometown Hero, and she was nominated by
Jamie Rowe. Jamie, why does BB deserve such special recognition today?
BB has done amazing work in our community for the Orange County Partnership to End Homelessness. She is a social work researcher in the UNC School of Social Work, and she has worked in the School of Psychiatry. She has been at this for many years, working on many different levels. She not only works as a practitioner, someone who works directly with clients, she also works with students and mentors them and helps them with placements so that they can gain experience and wisdom in their field. And she also advocates for people with mental illness locally and also statewide. She just a couple months ago had a wonderful article in the Raleigh News and Observer about the need for greater mental health services in the state.
BB does great work as a researcher working in the UNC School of Social Work. All of that is wonderful, but she also goes far above and beyond her regular call of duty by getting so involved with helping folks who are homeless or at risk of being homeless.
BB also chairs the Orange County Partnership to End Homelessness's 100,000 Homes Task Force, which is a committee that formed 3 years ago that is about 20 service and housing providers for people experiencing homelessness in our community. It helps people who are the most vulnerably and chronically homeless, many who've been homeless for years on the streets and who have very high barriers to housing, such as severe mental illness and substance use disorders. So she chairs that committee and really helps pull us all together every month to develop effective strategies for helping people become housed and get the services they need.
We're talking with Jamie Rowe. And Jamie, why is it that BB is so passionate about this work?
I guess it's her heart of gold. And also that she's so very bright, she's very driven, and she brings a compassion and a real care and concern for people to her work. You know, not everybody has. And she's very driven to help people. I think she's like all of us had obstacles along the way and hurdles to overcome, but she just keeps driving and keeps digging to make a bigger and broader impact.
I appreciate your nominating BB. BB Smith is today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Aha! 657 WCHL.
You're talking about America.
America!
And a horse with no name.
A horse with no name.
And everybody thought it was Neil Young. That's exactly right.
Sounds like Neil Young.
I'll never forget. I was still, you know, I was like a sophomore on campus.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, wow, Neil Young. Wow, great song. And then I was like, this is America.
And you, when you said Warner Brothers, right away that narrows it down to a certain number of artists. And
yep.
That's one of the artists that I thought that it might be.
Yep.
And then when, of course, we played it, it came to me right away.
Yep, those three guys met each other over at an air base. I'm not quite sure whether they were serving in the military or what have you, but over in England. And they formed and had a nice long run,
mm-hmm.
Playing essentially kind of folk rock.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
A Horse with No Name.
Doobie Bunnell.
Huge hit.
Dan Peek. Jerry Beckley. It was their first and most successful single.
Mm-hmm. You know what? A Horse with No Name is the song we're talking about here.
Yep.
But, you know, my favorite song by America has always been Ventura Highway.
That's a great song.
Ventura Highway.
Which Janet Jackson ripped the guitar lick.
Yeah. Sister Golden Hair is also another good one.
Hang on a second.
Yeah.
For 3 weeks, A Horse With No Name held on to number one.
Mm-hmm.
And as we mentioned, and it got to because it had that eerie sound alike to Neil Young.
Yeah.
But their other number one tune, they had two,
mm-hmm.
was Sister Golden Hair, which hit the top spot in 1975 and had a little bit of a Beach Boyish sound, a little lighter than what they would normally do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a group you don't really think about that much. America and Horse With No Name is the name of the song. And I think everybody knew that right away. I mean, I thought... you know, from the very beginning, it was Neil Young. Had to be Neil Young. Sounded just like him. Same kind of song he would do. And sounded like him singing lead there. Oh, well. Congratulations to Kevin Shields, who called in with the answer to the question this morning. And Kevin gets a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers. Kevin, we appreciate your listening, buddy. Thank you so much. And let me just tell you that our first hour of the morning show...
This hour of the morning news with Ron Suss is brought to you by the Egg and I Restaurant at East 54. Open daily at 6 a.m. and serving the best and freshest breakfast in town. Everyone's talking about the Egg and I.
39 degrees this morning. Look for a high today in the low 70s.